Just recently, we witnessed the beatification of Carlo Acutis, another one of those saints of our times. And it's amazing that even during these challenging times, God continues to raise more and more saints. Just recently, news spread of a young 10-year-old girl named Teresita Castillo de Diego, who fulfilled a childhood dream of becoming a Catholic missionary from a hospital bed shortly before dying from a brain tumor this month. Now, born in Siberia and adopted when she was just 3 years of age by Spanish parents Eduardo and Teresa, at a school in Madrid, which was operated by the Daughters of Holy Mary of the Heart of Jesus, she attended daily Mass. Now, according to her mother, Teresita was well known for her kindness and cheerful demeanor. Her personality was extraordinary. She had a lot of empathy with people. She was very witty and very affectionate. She greeted everyone, even strangers. Many people were moved by the way she greeted them. She was very special because no one was a stranger to her. She gave her love to everyone. Now in 2015, after a tumor was discovered in Teresita's brain, her condition appeared to improve following surgery. However, in 2018, the tumor was growing again and Teresita was taken to Switzerland, where she had an operation and received treatment. In January of this year, she returned to the hospital with severe headaches, but she entrusted herself to Blessed Carlo Acutis and Venerable Montserrat Grasses. Now, an operation was scheduled for January the 11th. However, it could not be performed due to hydrocephalus or fluid buildup in the brain. Then, Teresita and her mother both tested positive for coronavirus, so they had to be put in isolation. Now, Teresa had mentioned of how she saw a martyrdom in her daughter's illness, and every time little Teresita entered the ICU room, it was like going to Calvary. She had also mentioned of how she had offered all of her sufferings to God for the sick and for priests. Teresita was very much in love with Jesus. She had even told her grandmother that as much as she loved her, she loved Jesus even more. Now, Teresita expressed a wish to become a missionary after watching a movie about Mother Teresa. She wanted to build a children's hospital and evangelize so that everyone could go to heaven, according to her mother. Her mother relayed that Teresita had several dreams about heaven and that she had seen her deceased grandfather. The saintly girl said that she had asked God if she could see Blessed Carlo Acutis, the Italian teenage boy who died of leukemia in 2006 after offering up his final suffering for the conversion of souls. Now, Father Angel Camino Lamelas, the Episcopal Vicar of Madrid, met Teresita on the day of the Virgin of Lourdes, patron saint of the sick, when he went to celebrate Mass in the Chapel of Peace. After greeting her and learning about her missionary concerns, Father Angel brought to the hospital the document proving that she was a missionary along with a missionary's cross. Now, after receiving the missionary's cross, Teresita asked her mother to hang it by her hospital bed where she could easily see it, saying, "Tomorrow, I'll take it to the operating room. I'm a missionary now." Father Angel spoke of how Teresita was transparent to God. "That child transmitted the presence of Jesus with her eyes and face." He added, "I give the credit to her heeding the voice of the Holy Spirit, who prompted her to say, 'I want to be a missionary,' which is to say, 'I want to live for Jesus.'" Sadly, Teresita succumbed to illness on March the 7th, being buried the next day. "O little Teresita, your wish was to become a missionary, so that you would be able to bring Christ to others and touch the hearts of many, as you have said, so that we may all go to heaven happily ever after. You did not fail in your mission, as your story has already touched the hearts of many and will continue to do so in the years to come. May your story bring hope to all children battling illnesses and be an inspiration to all missionaries around the world. God has truly raised up another saint of our times." Teresita Castillo de Diego, pray for us.